Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's about that time for
Hot Talk Radio.
We're going worldwide with this one. You know how we get down here.
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it. You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it. Hot Talk Radio.
What's up, world? What's up, ATL? It's your favorite girl, Lady Libra, coming through your speaker. Beware, I'm a beautiful nightmare. Literally. I am a booger. But I know that. And I think most of you all know that. So, guess what? I'll be wasting time talking about it. I want to welcome our new listeners and tell our old listeners thank you for listening in again. Shouts out to the UK, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Germany, Lebanon, Turkey, India, France, the USA, and Africa. Without y'all, we couldn't do it. I want to give a special shout out to Mr. Speakman. You know, my people's over there in the UK, Joel, Hannah, Charlie, what's up? Keep holding it down for Hot Talk Radio. Shouts out to our associates, Twin Folks, the Brad Brothers, DJ Brad, Backbone from the Dungeon Family, London Mac from the Affiliates. I want to give a shout out to our co-hosts, because as you all know, everybody can't check in every night because things be going on, but I like to always recognize them. Shouts out to JD, the Black Clark Kent, Fat, Polo the One, T.A.K. the Professor, Sean, DJ Sweet, Big Thieves and MC Swerve live from the Fred House, Murder Mall, Mama Rossi. We got some guest co-hosts that check in with us, Juicy. We got Mike. It's going to be a hot night as usual. You know, that's how it goes down at HTR. Shout out to our promoters. APEGME, Apple J, YOLO Entertainment, what's going on, David? Freak Nick ATL, what's going on, JK Jones? EO Fam, what's going on, Mike Lowe and Polo? MPM Entertainment, Trendsetter, keep setting trends. Twin Productions, Divine Elements, that's my boy Reginald Johnson. P-Jack Stallworth, my girl Lori Stallworth. Dirty Boy Social Club, Dirty Girl Social Club, Dub Beats, what's going on, Wallace Barner? Hey, I just want to thank everybody. And, you know, we've been getting a lot of acknowledgement, a lot of people that's loving Hot Talk Radio. I thank you. In the event that you want to see something change, you want to add something to it, you got something you want to bring, we're open. We're not just like a closed-minded set of people. We love to talk. We love to add. We love to change things because we preach on bringing something new for everyone to listen to. You know, I don't like to just be predictable. You just never know with me. However, send in an email request for interviews, if you want to be on the show, anything of that nature, send it to hottalkradio@gmail.com. Visit our Ning page at hottalkradio.ning.com. And if you go there, you can hear some music from the previous guests. I have a list of new guests lined up, so I don't think we have fell off from that. However, join our fan page on Facebook, three separate words, Hot Talk Radio. Also join the Ning page for Yacht Party Boys with a Z. Join freaknickatl.ning.com. Stay current with all the events that J.K. Jones has coming up for next year. Also, I only get birthdays from Tag and from Facebook and from Hot Talk Radio. But in the event you want me to announce your birthday, an engagement, or anything, send me an email, hottalkradio@gmail.com. I have no problem. My intro is from 9 o'clock p.m. to 9:15. And I promise you, on some days, I can get it all done in 7 minutes. So I can announce whatever you need me to announce. Just feel free to send it to me. Shout out to my daughter that relocated me from Facebook. I really like Facebook at this point. My boy Starworth gave me, I read a message or quote on his page that really stuck with me that I wanted to turn around and read. To be a star, you must shine your own light. Follow your own path and don't worry about the darkness, for that is when the stars shine. Apply it to your life, people. Apply it to your life because it's, you know, it means something. My homeboy David from YOLO gave me, failures are divided into two classes, those who thought and never did, and those who did and never thought. Let's go. Keep grinding. You know, apply those things to your life. You know what I'm saying? When you see somebody focused and grinding, hey, encourage them. Everything is not for everybody. Now, I promote, and I pretty much go hard. Anybody know Trendsetter from MPM Entertainment? He's no joke with promotion. That's my little brother. We got it on him. But however, I posted a video of Lady Libra Reloaded 1 week ago, and as of 1 week, that particular video has 900 and some hits. Now, that's a lot of promotion. Because, you know, hey, it's not, you know, that much. It's not, I'm not singing, I'm not rapping. It's just videos of me. I mean, pictures of me. But for me to have that many hits, I'm proud. And I'm sure I'll do better and continue. And those who don't need to join in. However, I'm going to open up with the topic for today. Today is Single Sunday. It's a touchy subject tonight. But I don't give a damn. That's what the subject is. That's what the subject is. However, we like to keep it spicy here at HTR. Marriage and divorce. A lot of people are getting married. A lot of people are getting divorced. What's going on, world? What's going on? The doctors are here. Relax. Your secret is safe with us. You can call in and be Jatushia. Nobody will know the difference. Release. Talk. Express. Let's do this. Talk Talk Radio, people. Topic. Is unconditional love lost? Do you believe in divorce? What does it take for you to even consider marriage? Do you love the single life so much that you will not commit to a marriage? What are some of the reasons people divorce? Do you feel that people change after the vowels or the vowels? Oh, see, A-L-U. That's what happens when you know. That's funny. But however, players fuck up, especially when they're on Moscato. Do you feel that people change after the vowels are exchanged? I'm still saying vowels, but it just sounds like I'm saying vowels, like A-E-I-O-U, but I'm not. This show should set the world on fire. And that's too big of a fire to extinguish. So let's burn. You know, I got Juicy done checked in. Juicy, what's going on? Juicy? She has a delayed reaction. That's how she is. Mike, what's going on?
Are you talking to me? What's going on?
What'd you say?
I said, what's going on?
You know me, you know what I'm saying? Trying to figure out what's going on with all these divorces. I just, you know, I'm guilty, but I got a good explanation for my divorce. We're going to get off into that in the topic. But I want people to understand that just because the divorce rate is so high, that I don't really feel like we should give up on love. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I still believe.
That's true. I feel.
And I'm from the old school. Even though I'm 25, I just feel like, you know, if you're serious about me and we want to take this to the next level, then why not put it on paper?
True that.
And I don't think anybody else could say it any better than Ann Nesby. See, I'm not predictable. I like to do shit. I like to shake shit up. So I'm going to let Ann Nesby tell y'all about it. And then I'm going to finish, me and Mike. I'm a little old fashioned. That's the way it is with me. I'm in love with one man, and I know he's feeling me.
I'm back, world. You know, we got a weird system here. And my mic is stuck again. But if I can get it unstuck, I'll go back to the however. Mike?
I'm here.
What's going on?
Oh, I'm chilling. Just sitting back listening at the radio station, you know. Real soon, you know, just waiting on the callers to call again.
I mean, Miss Sassy Juice, are you there? This system jumps around. Playing hopscotch. Okay, but that mic is on me. I'm not echoing at my mic.
Not no more.
Okay. As long as I'm not echoing. Now, let's get started with this topic. Let's get the mic warmed up. So did you like that song by Ann Esby?
Oh, yeah, that was tight. That was tight. I like that.
So, you know, I'm one of those, you know, girls that listen to music from all eras. You know what I'm saying? And to me, if it was one hit back in the day, it's still a hit. You feel me?
I feel you.
I'm an old-fashioned girl, you know what I'm saying? Even though, you know, I have my little funny ways. But I still...
Oh, yeah, you got some funny ways. You got some funny ways, boo. But you all right. You all right.
What kind of ways you talking about?
Oh, you got some funny ways. You know the kind of ways you got. Don't ask. But you know, you just Lady Libra. You cool.
But see, people need to understand that about me. You know what I'm saying? Not try to change me. You know, when I was looking for a manager not too long ago, the gentleman was like, "You don't need a manager." And he probably knew that I wasn't going to be able to be told what to do. You know what I'm saying? But I'm hoping to be guided, though. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like, don't come in and try to dictate to me, you know, your views, because the way you see things is not the way I see it. You know what I'm saying? In the event, anybody that's listening desires to say something, press 1, and it'll throw a flag up, and I'll know to bring you on. But however, my views on this marriage thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm still, you know, planning on doing it again. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't feel like I had a fair shot at the first time. Have you ever been married?
Oh, no. I'm just looking for the right one to settle down with, you know. That's what I'm looking for. But don't get me wrong. I'm ready to get married.
Yeah. I can't say I'm ready. I ain't even tell that. You know what I'm saying? Because see, you know, I got married at 17 to 27, so all of those years that were snatched from me, I'm reliving them right now.
Right.
You feel me? But I'm one of those people that believe that I don't believe in, you know, once you do get married, I feel like you're supposed to just, you know, just keep it between y'all two. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that. And I really hate when guys approach me and, you know, well, I'm divorced, and then you ask them, you know, 2 weeks later, so you divorced. Well, you know, I'm going through a divorce. He said, I'm going to put somebody on blast because I'm mad. This dude, you know what I'm saying, talking to me, very attractive guy, you know what I'm saying, told me he was already divorced. So, you know, I'm like, okay. So I asked him a little bit, you know, I asked him again later on, well, you know, I'm working on a divorce. So you working on it, but you're not sure. You know what I'm saying? So then he commenced to telling me today that if I was his woman, then all these pictures and stuff that I have, they wouldn't be able to be displayed. That's where I got a problem at. Because what I do, I'm going to be in the public eye. So what the hell do you mean that if I was your woman, I wouldn't be able, my pictures wouldn't be being posted and people wouldn't be looking at me like that. I wanted to say, let me tell you something, motherfucker. You have no clue to who you fucking with. You know what I'm saying? Piss me off. I mean, I just needed him on my phone. Don't call me. You know who the fuck you are. Don't ever call me again. Your lame ass.
Right.
My superhero here.
Wow.
PCK.
What's good? What's going on? Hello, world.
I'm mad. You know what I'm saying? I'm mad about these people who be, you know, saying, you know, that they divorced and they not. I'm just mad about the lies. You know what I'm saying? But I'm glad that you're here because maybe you can calm me down and we can expound on the topic for tonight. Do I need to read the topic for you? Or do you pretty much know what you're going to put in?
Please do not. I mean, read the topic, which I already know, but you know what I'm saying? But read it for me. For those people that might be joining in now, you know what I'm saying, like myself. And, you know, we can expound on what you were talking about.
Okay. Well, tonight is Single Sunday. Touchy subject tonight, world. But we at HTR, we like to keep it spicy. Marriage and divorce. A lot of people are getting married. A lot of people are getting divorced. What's going on, world? Topic. Is unconditional love lost? Do you believe in divorce? What does it take for you to even consider marriage? Do you love the single life so much that you refuse to commit to a marriage? What are some of the reasons people divorce? Do you feel that people change after the vows are exchanged? This show should set the world on fire. And that's going to be a fire that's going to be too big to extinguish. So let's burn. Oh, we got Juicy. Juicy,
hi.
Are you able to talk? Hey, okay, now you're, okay.
Okay,
We got BCK, we got Mike, Lady Libra, Juicy's on the line. We got a lot of listeners. In the event that you all want to desire to say something, press 1, your hand flies up, and we'll bring you right in the conversation. BCK.
What's good, babe?
Let's go.
Well, that's a very extensive topic, you know what I'm saying? I posted on Facebook the other day, and I got quite a few responses. As a matter of fact, about 79 to 80 comments back and forth about marriage and divorce. And even myself just listened to what a lot of people had to say, man. I mean, I was enlightened on a lot of things on why people get divorced and why people get married. But to my surprise, though, a lot of married people responded, you know, to the comments and basically shed light on how to keep a marriage going, which I was very, you know, proud to see that, you know what I'm saying? Because I've seen more divorces, but on my comments, I've seen more marriage. And one thing that kept on coming up that it was saying about us men, what we don't do is communication. Communication seemed to be like a major factor as far as you staying married or being divorced. It was so mixed that was said. That was one of the main things that stick out of my mind. My own personal opinion about marriage and divorce, I feel like to be married, man, I feel like you have to really take your time with that person that you're trying to, or that you're considering on marrying. Like, it's not a thing to rush into, you know. I feel like patience is a virtue, and at the time, like, certain ways or certain things about that person will come out, and you'll find out whether that's the person that you should be with. A lot of people these days, what they do is, you know, oh, that's the one, you know, that's the one for me, and not really got a chance or had a chance to feel that person out for us, their flaws or if they're going to grow apart or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that is something that you should take your time with, and of course, you should communicate thoroughly. When pursuing marriage or being married and not trying to divorce. That's a serious thing, man. You're making vows to God, and that's a mistake that we don't take note of, that we're making vows to God. We're not making vows to each other, it's to God. We're making these vows to God. You understand what I'm saying? And we just don't take that thing lightly, man. We take it too lightly, and I feel like we shouldn't. But go ahead.
I see. 478. 478-471, your mic is open. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk Radio.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, yourself.
I'm blessed.
That voice sounds familiar.
Okay, we will call me Shorty Smooth.
I know that voice.
I'm older than you guys. But you're right, marriage is a very serious step. And I myself have been married twice. And now I'm married and I want to be divorced. Because the marriage is not really going very well. So.
Since I know you, right? I know who this person is. I'm not going to tell who it is later. But
since
I know you, right, I'm going to say this. Within her marriage, a lot of marriages, they go apart because infidelity, you know, people being unfaithful, things of such, just not, you know, being trustworthy. But in this situation here, it wasn't even that. Like, during the whole relationship, I mean, it was trust. Everything I feel like a person would want out of a marriage, but the only thing is, like I was saying before, was a lot of communication.
No communication.
No communication, basically.
Right.
Yeah, no communication. And I guess just grew apart.
Right.
What you say, though? What you say? Short and smooth.
But right now, I just want to focus on myself. I'd rather be alone, I tell you the truth. Like you said, when you get married, you have to take those vows very seriously. And a lot of people don't. And like when it says for better and for worse, you know, when everything is going good, you know, your woman there for you. But when things get down, then people want to leave or they start acting differently towards you. And so, you know, like you said, lack of communication, people grow apart, and it's just not a good situation. But then I think before you even get married, you get signs on whether you may stay with this person for the long haul or not. But you don't take, you know, heed to those signs. You look over them, and a lot of times as women, we think we can go in and change this person. You know, I can change this person. I can show him this and show him that. But that person has to want to change. And most of all, you both have to be an open book. I think you have to start off being friends at first before you can be anything else, lovers or anything else. So that's what
and
I have to say right now.
That is to be key. You need to first of all learn your mate before you jump into a marriage. And I think that's very important. You know, that way help in the long run. If you just marry this person just because you want to marry them, it's not going to work. So I do agree with you 100% when you say you must be friends first. That will make the whole situation even better.
Yeah.
Okay. It's time for the 9:30 break. We're going to see what Life Jennings has to say about it, and we'll be right back, and we'll continue the conversation.
All right.
Okay.
Girl, I apologize, I'm to blame, and I can't sympathize with your pain. If I could, I'd make it go away, but I can't, so I concentrate on more realistic things, like questioning, is everything here worth salvaging?
Is it over?
How do we go?
Work it out, man. And you dudes out there, anybody can be slick at talking. Anybody can be slick at talking, man. Try being slick at listening, man. Your work is at home. It ain't in them streets. It's at home. So get there. Get there.
and stay there.
Well, we're back, world, and we got a very interesting conversation going on. For those of you listening that feel like you want to join in, press 1. Your hand will fly up, and I will be certain to bring you in. BCK, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Juicy? Yes. Mike?
I'm right here.
Okay, 478?
I'm here.
That's short and smooth.
Oh. I'm sorry?
That's short and smooth.
Short and smooth? Okay, well, let me write it down. Short and smooth.
Okay, I'm here.
All right. So what y'all feel about what life said? Life said, let's stay together.
I feel like, I don't know. It's a hard thing to say, you know what I'm saying? Me personally, once I marry, I quoted from my homeboy, Johnny Fambro. He said he feel like divorce is no option. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to work through that because, for one, you made those vows to God.
Don't
you know,
you think it's an exception to every rule, BCK?
Huh?
Do you think it's an exception to every rule? I mean, if you got an ex-husband that's, you know, looking at the children inappropriate, and you can read between the lines, do you stand
through
that?
You got to let it go.
Okay.
I'm
just making sure I
wasn't
wrong.
No, you weren't wrong. You're not wrong at all.
Okay.
No, ma'am. So, my thing is, okay, how about this? For the people who are thinking about getting married, who want to get married eventually, what would be your advice, Shorty Smooth and Lady Libra? What would be your advice for those who have been married, you know, and you know the ups and downs of marriage and you know the ups and downs of divorce, for people who are inspiring to get married or want to get married at some point in time, what should you do? What are the steps that you should take before you get married?
Well, in my opinion, first step, I would say seek counseling first. That's the number one thing. Both of you have to be in a mutual agreement or got to be bonded with one another. For a person like myself seeking to get married, first of all, I want to know who I'm going to marry. You know, I want to know all the ins, the outs, the ups, the downs. I want to know everything. Because I've seen too many people, and even me, myself, personally, as a wedding coordinator, I've done too many weddings where I've seen where people have jumped into it, and they only married for a year, and then it's over with. And going back to what we talked about earlier, communication, it's really important that you have an open communication with your mate. So my thing is the first step before anybody get married, seek counseling, whether it's from the justice of peace or a minister or from somebody that's spiritual-minded. You know, seek counseling first, you know, and that's the only way it's going to work.
Okay.
Start it smooth.
Yeah. I believe that you should seek counseling first, but like I said, I think you also should be friends, you know, and really know each other and let the dating process be longer than a couple of months or whatever, you know.
Exactly.
So you get to know that person and
exactly.
Find out about that person. Not just,
right.
You know, because this person looks good or, you know, it'll be a good sexual relationship or whatever, or what this person has. Please don't look at that, you know, what they have they're going to bring to the table. Have your own.
Exactly.
You know. And
right.
So you'll have something to bring to the table. But I think you should, it should be a spiritual thing also, you know. Seek God. Both of y'all should be in Christ, to me.
Mm-hmm.
And for that relationship to last, you both have to be in Christ. You know, love him first, and then you can love somebody else. You know,
right.
And then with the, you know, it's gonna be ups and downs. When things, you know, get bad, don't want to bail. You stay right there and stick it out with that person. Let that person know I'm there for you, and let the person be there for you. you know.
Right.
And y'all hold on to each other and love each other and care for each other deeply, wholeheartedly. Because when I love, I give all I got, you know.
Do you see you there? Yeah, I'm still here. We want to hear what you got, what you have to add to the statement. I'm going to go last.
That is so, I mean, the advice that I'm hearing is so good and so positive. And, like, it's something that I would take in heed, you know. And I want somebody, you know, well, we can talk and communicate, and trust is a lot, you know, through the hard times, you know, the good times, the ups and downs. You know, you my partner, you my friend, you my, you know, it's just more than, you know, just us, you know, loving and just having sex and being together, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, like, okay, I feel, yeah, you know, I want to feel it, you know, and, you know, putting God first, you know, praying, you know, I feel like, you know, we can work through anything, you know, and really it's not about, you know, what we got or whatever, you know, at the moment, because if we write for each other, we can get anything, you know what I'm saying, everything go calm, you know, so that's how I feel.
All right, my turn. Now, for those of y'all don't know me, I was married for 10 years, from 17 to 27.
Oops.
And I'm 28 now.
All righty then.
But you know what?
All right, 28, baby.
I'm going to go back ahead of that. However, what I have learned is that a lot of people have said that, we know, when a person gets in a relationship or gets comfortable, they change. I don't feel like people change. I feel like they already were who they were. But once they feel like, okay, I got to meet out my, the palm of my hand, I'm getting ready, you know, and I'm married them or whatever. When they feel comfortable, they relax. So once again, if we drag them along long enough, all that shit will come pouring out before the wedding, and you will know what you're dealing with.
Yep.
You drag their ass long enough, and everything about them that you want to know will eventually come out, because you cannot put on an act for so long.
Exactly.
Before you have to go ahead and say, well, you know what? I've been holding my stomach in for the last 5 months. I don't have no six-pack. It's only so long you can hold that shit in. So if you string the ass long enough, everything you want to know, it will eventually come out, and you will know what you're getting yourself into.
Uh-huh.
Now, I also read on BTK page where he felt like, men wanted to always wife somebody who they feel like didn't have a lot of mouths, but they feel like, men feel like they can go hump the world, but when it comes down to that woman, they want somebody who, you know, 2 days shy of being a virgin.
I'm BCK JD, by the way, for short and smooth. She might not know that, but J.D., Joel Hightower was BCK shortest move, okay?
Hey. I know who you are.
You're making sure a shortest move.
You want to want me to reveal myself?
No. We'll do that later.
Okay.
But however, once again, I just feel like if you take your time and string the ass long enough, everything you wanted to know, you'll know if they're binge drinker. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of things people hide because, you know, we were taught to put our best foot forward.
Yeah.
But in some cases, that is true. You should walk in the interview and try to give the best and last impression that you can give. But when you're talking about making life commitments and giving somebody your last name, and living in a household, go ahead and be yourself. So So that way, you're going to be fair to that person. They'll know what they're getting themselves into. And the same thing, I feel, for your ass. I know she like them, you know, with suits on. So I'm going to wear a suit. No, damn well, you know, the suit makes your ass uncomfortable. You know, you're very limited on proper words. Be yourself. They either going to love you or they're not.
And to be truthful, honest, a lot of women try to fix up men, you know, try to dress them up. But dressing them up is okay. But if it's not in the heart, it'll never be right.
Right. I want to add something to that myself. Now, like Shorty Smooth was saying also earlier, now, a lot of times the signs are there. It's all about whether you want to see them or not.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of them signs are already there, and you just, you know, be naive to it or just brush it off or don't pay no attention to it. But those small signs, you should take heed to, you know, because they'll really reveal themselves. It's only so long you can be fake before, you know, you right. can't hold up them lies too long. I promise you can't. You can't hold it up too long. If you pay close attention and observe, you will see the flaws. You just got to be aware of what's going on. You got to observe it, you know, and don't let your emotions override your good sense.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Because a lot of times we do that. Most of the time we do that. You know, now we're just going to go on with it, you know, because I know, like Shorty Smooth was saying, we have intentions on changing that person because we see the potential that they have. But, okay, they have that potential, but that's all it'll be is potential. They, most of the time, when a person is grown and set in their ways, just keep it funky, they are that. They are that. They have potential to change to this, or they have potential to change to that. But most of the time, it will always be just that potential, and it will not change.
They have potential, but they have to want to change.
They have to want to change.
You know, they don't want to change. They're not going to change.
You know something that I just taught myself? That if I had a time and got to know my ex-husband, I would have known if he was marrying a 17-year-old at 27 himself, that, of course, he would start to look at my girls in an inappropriate way because that was in him. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I would have gotten to know him, I would have known that was something that's just in him. He just likes younger women. And I got to know him. You see what I'm saying? But you know what? I gave him them papers like Usher said.
On time, can't believe the words to her, I just said, but who the hell are you, it's like dogs at 6 in the morning, I know it's gonna be some more shit tonight, oh, I passed this calling, telling me I didn't went too far, and I'm sitting around town and my friends can't recognize me, cause I took a chance on love. That's the reason you're here now. You think I don't know what's up, sweetheart? That's what.
Y'all heard, and that's one lever to another. That's right, Usher lever. Now you understand where the talent comes from. Let's bring everybody back in. We got T.J. Sauer. What's going on with you?
Hey, what's going on, Hot Talk Radio? Just checking in. Yeah, I hear y'all doing y'all thing on the air. What's up?
We don't know no other way to do it.
You already know.
I mean, You one of those that I know that has a successful marriage. What do you have to say to make it, enlighten someone, when they're ready to sign up, not sign the divorce papers, but put it on paper and make it official, because Ann Nez would say she want to put it on paper. Us to say he want to sign the other papers. Well, we put
right.
High up. What do you have to add to them?
Well, from my personal standpoint, I jumped in, I got in, I lucked out to have gotten a good one. At an early age, I started young, but we both were fortunate enough to have enough support that we made it. It's what you make it. You're going to have your ups and downs just like anything else, just like your friendship, just like partnership in a business, just like anything else. But I think people get out of it because of whatever reason. Sometimes you need to get out. Sometimes you might have a situation where somebody might put their hands on a woman or something like that, or that's unnecessary. When it comes to stuff like that, then that go without saying, But anything else, I think you can make it work. I think marriage is what you make it. You can give up on anything. But I mean, if you want to be with that person, just think about like all the good stuff that why you like the person in the first place. I mean, it's just like any other kind of partnership, man. You make it happen, and then the hard times that you go through, you figure out how to get through it and keep it moving. But, both my parents still together now. So, I mean, I saw that coming up also. So, so I knew it could work. And, even though when we go through our little thing, we mature, we grow past stuff, or, we talk. I think the biggest key in a relationship or in a marriage is being honest. And being able to keep it 100, and also communication. Once the communication stops, it's a done deal. So I mean, if you can't have those two things, you might as well just go back to the lab or whatever you do. But Man, on the real, it probably ain't for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people like to stay single. You know that's all good. You know, but if you decide to sign on papers, man, you know, and you know, just know that it's a legal contract, man. You know, and just know that you ain't just gonna just drop at the, you know, get out of the drop of a hat. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta do whatever you need to do to make it work, especially if you got small kids. So, cause they looking at you every move. They, you know what I'm saying? They looking at you like, you know, oh, how he gonna handle this? You see what I'm saying? Like, how you gonna handle this? And you got kids at the house. I mean, you think they small and they understand, but no matter who win in the divorce, the kids lose. So if you think about it like that, that's how I look at it. You know what I'm saying?
That's real, yeah. Brother. That's real. I can't
divine
do nothing but applaud you on
divine
that
one. Divine Elements World. There it is, Divine
yeah.
Elements. That's why I spoke with them.
Divine Elements
got
the same one time. Oh, yeah.
That is real. That man said no matter who wins, but the kids going to lose.
Yeah,
and that's something that everybody should keep in mind. Yep. For real, the kids lose. And that can be very, you know what I'm saying, traumatic to a kid, especially at a young age or any age, really. You know,
yeah, I'm
seeing that. I feel you.
I'm still fucked up.
You grew up in a household with a divorce? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, my mom remarried. And the child, you know, I can't say it was just like bad or nothing, but it's just a difference when you're not in the house with your biological father. My mom was married, you know, three times.
What you about to say?
The one I did the tribute to last week. He's deceased, which is the one that pretty much raised him, but my father was in my life, too. So, you know, I'm just tossed up, you know what I'm saying, as usual. That's lady leave it for your ass. Now you want to know why I act the way I do. That's why.
I can dig that. What's crazy, man, on the flip side of that, lady leave it, is, like I said, my parents, I grew up, you know, both parents or whatever. My parents still married to this day. And, you know, I saw the extreme of that, you know what I'm saying? So you can't, you know, people are always like, man, well, your parents still married. And they are, you know, and I took the good out of them, out of their relationship, and I took what was bad, what was negative, and, like, tried to incorporate that into my life. But at the same time, it's like, man, I didn't see everything that a kid probably should have known. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of the stuff that kind of was like I guess I didn't see the realness, you know what I'm saying? It kind of was like a fairy tale or something, you know what I'm saying? So when I got mad, like, I ain't never seen my parents argue when I was a kid. I never seen them disagree or argue or nothing. So, you know, in my relationship, I didn't think you were supposed to argue, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, I mean, of course, I'm mature past that now. But so I was like, man, I never seen them argue or disagree
so
or nothing, you know what I'm saying?
So you thought whatever you said was supposed to be golden.
Right, I'm like, man, I thought you supposed to never have no disagreements, and I know that sounds crazy, but that's really what
I thought.
So I'm like, man, this ain't gonna work, you know. So the first argument, I'm like, oh no, it's a done deal, you know. But you got for real. First time we disagree, I'm like, nah, it's over. But you know, you gotta be willing to look at yourself, man. You gotta be willing to look at yourself. I'm like, all right, man, what's wrong? Like, what could I change about me? You know what I'm saying? Because everybody thinks they're right. You know what I'm saying? But you know, you're not always right. You see what I'm saying? So sometimes you gotta look at yourself and be like, all right, man, you know, can I make this woman feel like she need to feel, you know what I'm saying, or vice versa. So yeah, that's how she put it. She got the little things on. You a fool.
I ain't got to shoot nobody tonight.
Hallelujah.
You
got to
shoot.
Yeah, she keeps
them close up, man. Listen, that's the other thing. You have to keep the romance going in a relationship, too. You know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you got to stay sexy. Stay sexy,
yes.
Women.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
I can write a book on this, man. I can write a book on this, for real. But, yeah, because I, you know.
As a matter of fact. We are in the process of writing the book, World. It will be hitting the shelf soon.
Hey, right, keep me posted. For real, I might have to write the introduction to the song.
I was talking about us. See, there you go.
Oh, we got.
We
there I go. Running my mouth.
Series, and you don't.
Hey, I don't let the cat out of the bag.
I don't know. Please. I'm glad BTK got my back.
I got the bag. I got the bag to a T.
Wow, man.
Wow.
So,
man, I'm gonna have to post this on my page.
You know, the next thing I wanna find out about is that, do you feel like unconditional love is no longer out there? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. You know what I think the major change has come as far as relationships. I think it's, you know, the media, you know, they show, like, you look at videos, you look at songs, and nobody's promoting relationship, man. Everybody's promoting independent, which is cool, but you don't see the aftermath of, like, all right, these kids growing up seeing single woman, they growing up seeing that you're supposed to be in the club or, you know, just always single. And I'm like, man, nobody want to die lonely, you know what I'm saying? So at some point, you want to be with somebody at some point. You know what I'm saying? God, that's what God designed it for. You know, you're supposed to procreate and get married and have kids and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So, but nobody shows that on TV. Nobody shows, you know, I mean, in the 80s they did, you know, but now it's like, you know, if it's a problem, I'm out the door. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
You know, people got their own reason for what they do, but I'm like, man, but no kids is seeing that. No kids are seeing, like, no famous people doing their thing or, you know,
I'm going to keep it funky, though. It's not that no kids aren't seeing it. Now, they do have some shows, but they don't cater to black. Just being funky, man. You keep keeping it funky. Like, you look at the stuff that we project on the media. You know what I'm saying? It's all about balling. You got to have this. And just a lot of young kids seeing this, so they're thinking, okay, in order to, I got to go with this type of guy, you know what I'm saying, because he got this. Guys out here striving to have this because they know that that's what the woman want. You know what I'm saying? It's all about big rims, big guap. You know, I got this on me. You know, and I go to the club, right? You can see it in the club. Like, I tested something out one time. Right? I went to the club looking bummy, and I was trying to holler at a few chicks. You know, I'm a good-looking fella. I like to think, you know what I'm saying? Well, I know this. But
you cute.
Yeah, you are.
You cute.
Okay, I appreciate that. Go ahead. Like, I would have stopped smiling and stuff. Anyway, look, so, you know, and nobody really went hollow. So then the next time I went and put on my little chain, my little ring, drove over with the charger, you know what I'm saying? And things just drastically changed. That's my coming to my car, I'm telling them, hey, come here. I'm being rude with this thing. Like, come here. They coming, though.
They coming.
Because it feels a little glum and glitter. You know what I mean? And that's just amazing. Go ahead.
Hey, you know what, though, man? Since you said that, you made a good point, man. I was riding with my partner of mine, man. We were cutting grass, right? This was back about 5 years ago. We doing yards with landscaping. So we rolled up in his truck, get out the car. You know, he's single. So we ride up. He like, man, watch this. And, you know, he got this little thing, this little lame line he say, right, to everybody. And we just trip off of it. Like, he'll tell a girl, you know, something real stupid. And, you know, like, we was in the truck, and he said, and the chick kept walking or whatever. And then, so we went back after we cut the grass, and he got a 7 Series. So we hop in the 7 Series and go back to the same gas station. Didn't even get out the car. I mean, it's chicks dropping their number on his car. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, bro, he ain't get out the car. You see what I'm saying? I'm like, man, that just tells me right there. I'm like, man, this is the same dude. We still got on our cutting the grass clothes or whatever. We grimy, smell like grass. This dude didn't get out the car, man. I'm like, God, you know. But they all they saw was the BMW brand new 7 Series, you know. And I'm like, man, I'm tripping, you know. So that dude, I mean, you make an awesome point when you said that you know, you went to the club with.
Yeah.
Well, all I got to say is it's 10 o'clock and it's time for me to go to the next song and we're going to come back because we got so much going on right now. I don't even want to stop for a song, but I'm following the schedule. However, this is for the ladies out there. We ain't going to cry no more. You know what I'm saying? I want us to get our strength together to find what it is that we deserve. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just not going to cry no more. It's a wrap.
Right.
Oh,
Somebody, all I need to do is put 10 years in there instead of 11 years, and that song is for me. Welcome back, world. Welcome back, ATL. We got a touchy subject tonight, but you know, we ATL, we don't give a damn. We like to keep it spicy. Marriage and divorce. A lot of people are getting married, but a lot of people are getting divorced. What's going on, world? Talk to us. Tell me what's going on. What's really going on? Is unconditional love lost? Are you one of those people don't believe in divorce? What does it take for you to even consider marrying someone? Do you love the single life so much that you refuse to marry. What are some of the reasons that people divorce? I mean, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? I mean, are they just saying, fuck it, I see something else better, or is it some real issues going on? Do you feel that people change after the vows are exchanged? This show should set the world on fire. And that's going to be a fire that will not be easy to extinguish. So let's burn. We got BCK checked in. We got Swerve on the line. We got Mama Rossi. We finna see what's going on. I mean, we've been hearing it from a lot of people today, but we're going to bring some other people in that may have some insight. When you get that dress, your name? Check your background. Check your background.
What's your goddamn feel? Bad D's around.
You're going to have to check your background. Mama Rossi.
What's going on?
What's going on? BCK, you there?
I'm all ready.
Okay. I'm just bringing everybody up. I'm trying to bring everybody in, but some backgrounds are too loud.
Okay.
P?
What's up,
world? Okay, you there. Okay. Juicy?
Hi.
Hey, we got you. All right. Shout it smooth.
I'm here.
Sounds so funny. But hey, I'm. I think it's cute, though. All right, so we got Mama Rossi on the line, and once Sweet and Swerve get their background on the control, we can bring them on in to give us some insight on this topic as well. But Mama Rossi is on. Mama Rossi, you got something you want to add to it?
As far as like being married, like marriage life or whatever. Well, I mean, as everybody know, I am married. You know, me and my husband been together for like 14 years. Married will be, it'll be 8 years in December. Marriage life is work, not easy. It's hard. We don't been through it or whatever, but I want to say the unconditional love is lost. You just gotta work at it. It's a team effort.
So you don't think that it's lost? You saying it is not?
No, nah, I mean I mean when you love someone, you love them. You know what I'm saying? When you make that ultimate commitment to that one person that you want to share your life with. I mean, that's unconditional love. You can't. I don't think it can be lost. I think people get lost, you know, within themselves, and they make decisions where they, you know, can ultimately end their marriage. But if you truly love somebody or love your husband or your wife, then you'll stand by their side through sickness or thin, through sickness and health, till death do you part.
Now, earlier, you know, BCK, it was a couple of people that agreed with that. But there's always an exception to the rule, though. If he walking in the house beating the shit out of you, you supposed to stick with him through thick and thin? If he molesting the
I'm not saying that violence is the answer. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say that to a man or to a woman if you're in a relationship where your life is at stake and there are, you know, I guess you got to end it. But what I'm saying is, I'm talking about just being realistic, like, you know, as far as infidelities or, you know, whatever the case may be. I mean, it just depends on you and that person and how strong your love is with that person. Our marriage ain't sure hell been perfect. I don't cheat on Josh. Josh don't cheat on me. We don't do some domestic violence. And I'm talking about, it's hell, you hell. It's hell dealing with me and it's hell dealing with him. But, you know, we love each other. We are fans and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's me and him. He know me better than any nigga on this earth. I know him better than any hoe will ever get to know him. So that's my best friend, regardless of him cheating or whatever. That's just something that we got to get past. And if I want to put up with it, if he want to put up with it, we decided to put that behind and make it work. But as far as the domestic violence, you know when you through. If it ain't something you want to do, deal with, then, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But I wouldn't condone divorcing. That's just me. I don't believe in it. You know what I'm saying? I'm sticking by my man regardless. We're going to grow old together, and the only reason he's going to get rid of me is if I die. That's it.
That's strong.
That's, I mean, that's when you know that, you know, no matter what happened, man, you know, y'all can figure out a way to get through it. If you don't got through 10, you know, 8 years or whatever, I'm like she said, if he ain't knock you upside the head, I mean, you can get through it, you know what I'm saying? So I
ain't gonna lie, like I said, I might have put him most of the hell in heat. Well, I think it may be equal. Because I don't left Josh plenty of times with many niggas. I mean, I don't put his shit out. He came home one night, shit out in the rain, nigga, get out, thinking I'm doing the right thing. But in all the events, I'm running back to him. He always taking me back. You know what I'm saying? So I'm holding him down, yeah. The grass ain't always green on the other side.
You right.
Oh, no.
You right. Please, you know, I love, like I said, man, I realize that, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, people think it is, but, like, man, ain't nothing out of need to treat, man. If you got something good, you know, to me, it's what you make it. You know, like, I know when I was wilding, if I'm wilding, then, you know, I look at myself like, all right, man, I know I was tripping back then or whatever, you know. Like, could have been gravy. I just didn't make it gravy. You see what I'm saying? Like, shit, we could have been living like some G's, you know what I'm saying? But I was wilding out or whatever. That was on me, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, it could be what you make it, you know what I'm saying? It could be as horrible as you make it, you see what I'm saying? Or it could be as good as you would like for it to be. But it all depends on, like, if you're mature enough to handle being in this situation. I think a lot of people get into it too soon. Like, you can't put no age on it to say, oh, you need to be this age before you get married. You need to be this age. It's like, what level do you mature at enough to be with that person and make them what they need to be? You see what I'm saying? Like, if you with somebody, you're supposed to build them up. You know what I'm saying? Like, they shouldn't come down. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you should make them better than they were before you got with them. You see what I'm saying? Right. So if you're not mature enough to do that, no matter how old, y'all know 55-year-olds still ain't ready to get married. You see what I'm saying? So it ain't no age thing. It's just like, what level are you in right now?
The maturity.
Right.
And don't take everything so personal. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, we just having our days, and, you know, just give us our space and everything will get back okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mama could tell you about it.
It's just one of those days. When I wanna be all alone, it's just one of them days. When I gotta be all alone, it's just one of them days. Baby.
I played that song for the ladies, to the men. Don't think that, you know, you got to divorce us because we have a bad day. Don't take the shit personal. Just sometimes we just need a moment to collect ourselves and revamp everything, and then we back super bitch again. You know what I'm saying? So don't just think, damn, P-Jack, you know, you got your first argument. This shit is over. It's time to move. No. Just give us our space. Give us our a moment. And everything will be back good. It's just one of those days. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. Because when a woman loves a man, oh, my gosh. When a woman loves a man.
It's deep. And we don't even realize it sometimes.
Boy, when a woman loves a man.
Wow.
Wow.
So let's hear it from you then. I mean, you know, we don't hear from all of us.
What you want to hear from me? I'm the divorcee, and I believe in divorce.
I want to hear what happened, because
he likes young women, and not in a good way.
Are you serious?
There's a lot of people that know who I was married to. So I don't want him trying to sue me for scandal. Well, I ain't got to say the motherfucker name. But, you know, he liked young women. He married me as a younger woman. And you can read between the lines. Praise God. I got out of him.
Okay.
Praise God, I wasn't one of those ones that, you know, felt like I should stick by my husband. No. And then he gave me an ultimatum to either give back my children or he was leaving. And I told him I'd be able to. So, cause, I mean, everybody know I'm not a biological mother. I've adopted children.
Okay.
And I'm still undecided, but I personally want to marry before I have children. So if you waiting on some babies from Lady Lever, it ain't going to happen till I got a ring on my finger and I done drug his ass 5 years or longer. I'm going to find out that story. Ain't going to be no, oh, yeah, love at first sight. Now I'm going to get to know your motherfucking ass. I'm going to find out if you like children or not.
Hey, let me say something about you women, too, though, man. I just want to add this in, though. I feel like a lot of women, what they do, they take their first guy that they like, right, say when you're dating in the dating process, and they just lock everything into that one dude. I feel like women should do like guys. I ain't saying fuck everybody you meet or anything like that, but what I'm saying, I feel like women should date.
Oh.
What?
Don't pay me on that number, Tyler.
I hope you ain't, but look, though, now, like I was saying, though, I feel like women should date more, you know what I'm saying, instead of putting all their keys in one pot, you know what I'm saying, with one guy, they should date more and see what's out there for them. I see the mistake with a lot of my female cousins do this. My sister, I ain't trying to put out there, but my sister do that, you know what I'm saying? And I see a lot of women doing it. They find that one guy and they like him, you know, okay, now everything else is done, I'm gonna stick with him, you know, and in the long run, you don't waste your time with that person. I feel like you should date and date till you really find, okay, I really like this person. Let's see what we can go with it. Instead of just taking that one dude, you know, and just, bam, giving them all you got. I feel
can
like
I say something?
Hmm?
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're
just saying it all.
Well.
Man, Lady Lever, whatever. Anyway, as I was saying, I think a lot of women too, they move too fast. Like, you know, it takes time to get to know somebody, not just a man or a woman, but it just takes time to get to know people. You can't be with nobody for 6 months or a year and then say, I want to marry this dude, or you know, I mean, it took me and Josh. I met him in 97. We had to stay together, get to know each other. Like, a lot of people have problems with that. Why are you shacking and you shouldn't move in with this person? But it worked out for us because I had to learn how he used his toothbrush, what he liked to eat, when he go pee at night. I mean, a whole bunch of stuff.
Damn.
So, I mean, it took me like, it took me almost 7 years to really get to know him. Now it's to the point to like where, if he at work, I'm at work, and I'll be like, dang, I wonder what he doing. He called my phone. It's like now we in sync with each other. Like, I know my husband. He know me. I know when he's sick. I know when his stomach hurt. I know what make him sick, when he going to get sick.
And I don't have time to get to know nobody else like that. You know what I'm saying? It's too much time. It's too much. And I just think a lot of people just move a little too fast. They think they got that one, quote unquote, and they do waste time. And it's, you know, you got to have that patience, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And to piggyback off what you just said, you know, I think that, in you know, people saying getting to know somebody and, you know, not jumping in too quick, I would go so far as to say that a person needs to know themselves before they get involved with somebody, because
true.
I think the mistake a lot of young marriages, and I'm speaking to myself as well, you know, we had to mature past this, but, I mean, people get married and not know what they like. You know what I'm saying? They don't know who they are yet. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, how you going to marry somebody and be able to be 100 with them when you're not 100? You see what I'm saying? Like, you don't even know what you want to do with your life yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to spend 10 years trying to figure out what kind of job you like, or you spending time trying to figure out, like, you know, you don't know what you like, or you don't know what you want to do, or how to give to somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, unless you know yourself, how can you be with somebody else? You see what I'm saying? Unless you know what type of friend, type of company you keep, or what, you know what I'm saying, what church you like going to, or, you know what I'm saying, or what kind of music you like, whatever, you know. But a lot of people don't even know that. It's like they just bounce around with whoever, you know. And it's like, I don't even know what I like.
When you marry your group of friends, all that got to change. Like, our marriage is really just beginning this year, to be honest.
Okay.
Our marriage is really, like, we're gonna have a wedding, we're going to renew our vows, we're going to do everything, because when we got married, I was 21. No, I was 21, Josh was 20, and we had three kids. I was young. All my life was just up and down. It was just a lot going on. Three kids,
right.
20 years old. I just got out the military. I mean, it was just moving so fast. So now that I'm 30, Josh 30, kids are growing. You know, now we're just not realizing, wow, you know, what a marriage is. Like, oh, my God, are you serious? Like, you know, damn. You know, we've been together for 14 years, and we don't shit it on each other, and now we know what it is. So just to have that friendship be renewed and, you know, all that stuff is exciting. And,
you see each other through their ups and downs, man. You see through when, you know, my wife done seen me try to start businesses and shit fail, or she seen me when I really went grinding like I was supposed to be, or through the weight gain, the weight loss, or you getting in shape, and you might, you know what I'm saying, all that, man. You seeing this person through their ups and downs, you seeing the person when they going through it with their family, you know what I'm saying, like me and my mom were going through some shit, so all that I'm dealing with. And, you know, like, I'm just like you, you know, I think I was 22 or something like that when we got married, 21. And, you know, fresh out of college, you know, I'm like, shit, I ain't know nothing. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know how to cook. So, you know what I'm saying? But I'm taking care of something. So it's like, I mean, how could I really be 100 with somebody? I don't even know how to take care of me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that.
Well, it feels good to know yourself finally.
Yeah, you got to know yourself first.
Yeah, so I feel you wanted me on that. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that. I agree with that also.
Oh.
You should know yourself, you know, and know how to take care of yourself. Be on your own. Know how to be on your own before you, you know, get with somebody else.
Yeah. I
take care, you know, your household or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's the key to like, I really don't think it's, like, wholeheartedly, I believe you can fall in love with somebody when you first meet them. I do believe that. But I believe you have to know yourself before you could do that. Like, you have to know, because it's no different than, like, that little kid who always wanted to be a doctor since he was 5, you know, and they did. I know people like that. So some people know what they want. Some people know what kind of woman they want, and they might find her and fall in love with her. That's possible. But you can't do it if you know what I'm saying? You can't do that at 18. And, you know, I mean, you can't do that when you don't know yourself, and it's like, well, shit, what do I want to do? Or I'm confused. You know, I don't even know how to take care of me. So I think the key is, like, learning how to deal with you and learning what you like and learning, like, knowing yourself, you know what I'm saying, and knowing how to, like, build somebody else up or whatever, you know, so y'all could be one. So you ain't out here chasing somebody else. Or you think, oh, now I like, you know, at first I like big women, now I like skinny women. You know what I'm saying? That ain't going to work. Because now you're going to be
infatuated. But you
got to
be comfortable within yourself, too. Like, I'm so comfortable within myself, regardless of my stretch marks or or yeah. my weight up and down, my Crohn's disease, all this bullshit going on. I know that if Josh leaves the house and he goes to the strip club and he see another fine-ass woman, I know I'm secure within myself that I ain't studying that bitch.
Yeah,
I don't care how cute she is, how straight your hair is, what kind of 27 piece you wearing, what kind of outfit you got on. I'll give you props too, you cute. But I know this is my husband, and regardless of the fact he's coming home with me. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have the insecurity no more of like, dang, she prettier than me, or, oh, wow, what if he do this? Nah, I already know. Okay, go ahead and go to the crazy horse, go to the strip club, whatever. You a man, you're going to do manly things, I'm cool with it. But I know at the end of the day, he gonna come home and say, "Tell me, baby, I love you." And
right. Yeah, and that's the echo. That's what comes along with that honesty and the, you know, in the communication. Like if you know what he like and he keeping it real with you, what you got to worry about? That's you know, but most people don't keep it real though.
I got two more other callers I'm gonna bring in, and it's 10:30. However, when he goes to the club, Mama Ross, he can't do that because you got papers on him, baby.
The sweet little thing that's always on. on my way back, and I started thinking, what's your been acting strangely? And what is it I hear when I walk up to my bathroom door? You singing about some other woman? Let me tell you something, Mr. Looks So Good. From now on, this house is where you used to live. My, my, my. Don't we look pretty in that suit, my money boss? You better come on downstairs and have a seat. But don't you get too comfortable now, because you won't be here that long. Now, I'm not exactly sure about what you're doing, but I know you're doing something. I gave you the best years of my life trying to be a good mother and a good wife. I made you what you are, you hear me? I paid the house note. I put you through school. I paid for that pretty car you ride your woman all rear men round in. Now, if I can't be number one, will not be number two unless I want to be. And right now, I'm in no mood to be number two. That's right, I got favors on you. And you do understand, my dear, that you must pay me to be free. That's what I said. You're going to pay me for my years and my tears and all my wasted years. And I know being with me hurts you. And I mean, you don't dig me anymore, but I'm hurting too. And you can tell that Disney broad, you know, the one you singing about, the miss sweet little thing that's always on your mind, that I'm not letting you out of this unless you buy me out. I'm not going through no more hard times or bad times, because I can do bad all by myself. All by myself. Yeah, I got papers on you. But now I'm throwing them in the trash can of my memory. Now take your little albums and your little raggedy components that never work, and you can scat. You hear me? Just use my life up, use my body up, use all my time up.
Boy, I don't know what. Damn, excuse me. Ooh, that was Betty Wright for those of you all who didn't know who that was, singing to Richard Fields. She got papers on me, so that's why. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to think about it when y'all, you know, on your little trip mode or whatever. But however, we're going to bring back in the BCK. We got Lady P who has something that she wants to add to the topic tonight. Lady P?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, how are you all? I've listened to
the conversation.
I'm good. I've listened to this conversation. And I don't believe unconditional love is lost. I think a lot of people have yet to find it. Because, you know, in my opinion, a lot of people try to define love. And if you think about it, you can't define love. You don't have any control over who you love. You don't have any control over the depth that love flows. Because once you love somebody, you love them. I think a lot of reasons that our divorce rate is so high is because a lot of people don't know themselves before they're trying to get married to someone else. One, they haven't found God and have grew in God like they need to. And two, they're looking for someone to complete them. In my opinion, you should be a complete person before you go into a relationship. And for us to comment about putting all your eggs in one basket, I do that. And the reason I put all the eggs in one basket is because how do you actually know what you would be able to tolerate with that person if you have two other guys on the side that you're trying to kick it with? Because when, say, guy A slip up in one area, guy B or C might fill that position. And then you will never know. So in the end, you saying, well, okay, well, I like guy A, so let me go with him. But when it's all said and done and you got papers, it don't work out. So now you ready to sign them and be like, I'm gone. I ain't got time for this. So you never got to know the person because you sitting here trying to play the field instead of being adult about it and get to know one person at a time.
All right.
Yeah.
Ooh, you take Lady P taking BCK, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, you know. Melissa,
I know Lady P, too. That's the funny thing.
Melissa from Delaware, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Dang,
she pretty much said everything I wanted to say. She nipped everything in the bud, but let's see. I wanted to sort of kind of comment on, they were saying something about, you know, dating more than one person. That's kind of, I think that's kind of hard to do. You know, a lot of people do it where, you know, they have all these friends and everything. But then you got people on the outside, you know, making judgments. Oh, you know, she's, you know, trifling, she's slutty, you know, those types of people that just pass judgment and don't know exactly what they're talking about as far as the dating scene is. And a lot of men do it. So that suggestion was brought up. But a lot of men pass that judgment, you know.
So, you're saying that you're suggesting that we date around, but then at the same time, the men are turning around and call us slut buckets or tramps and stuff because we're taking your advice. And guess what it were? Guess what the record were? That's my daughter.
That's my thing. Let me elaborate on that then. Let me elaborate on that.
Okay.
I'm gonna come through with it. I'm not bending from that at all. You know what I'm saying? Because still, the common mistake is a lot of people still put all peas in one pot with that one person, not getting to know other people. You know what I'm saying? Not mm-hmm. leaving their options open and seeing, you know what I'm saying, and seeing what else is out there for them. Now, what hold on, Lady P, you said something. I'm trying to bring it back to my mind. You said so much, but it's something you said I want to get with you about. What, repeat everything you said, not about the last thing about, because I'm trying to get with you. Lady P.
Yes.
Yeah. All
right.
You went in. Now go in one more time for me.
I'm putting all your eggs in one basket?
Yeah.
Okay, what part? Getting to know someone? Having another man's substitute for where one man is lacking?
Uh-huh. Now, that's the thing. I wasn't saying, like, go, you know what I'm saying, substitute a man or this, what I'm saying, just get to know all of them equally, baby, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what I do. Like, I'm not going to put all my peas in one pot with this girl because I don't know what's good. But I'm going to let her know. I'm going to be honest about what I'm doing. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to commit to you. I'm trying to get to know you. You know what I'm saying? And I might have other friends that I'm trying to get to know also. But let's leave my options open to know exactly who I want to choose before I can take this even further. Okay, you choosing this one person, right? You ain't gave nobody a chance because you giving this one person a chance to get to know you and you give them all that you got. And then later on down the line, he drops you anyway. You know what I'm saying? So you still don't waste your time.
I'm not saying put all your emotions into it, but I'm saying be focused on that one person. Because, see, let's be honest. How are you going to truthfully give all your attention to three different women equally? You can't do it.
Right.
And go on with your daily life.
You can't do it.
It's impossible.
No, you can't do it. But somebody will stand out, though. Somebody will stand out eventually over time that you see the most, that you have more in common with, that you can, huh?
I'm not saying cut off someone else, but you're going to have a main person that you're entertaining. That's my word. I entertain. I don't date because I feel dating is making obligations, and I'm not obligated to nobody but God right now.
I heard that.
But if you're putting all your peas in one pot, then you're obligating yourself.
I'm not obligated.
You know what? You know what, though, Lady B? You said you're not obligated.
We're going to stop this right now.
Hey.
I love
but
it.
You go, that's going to always be the case. You're supposed to always just be dedicated to God, though. I mean, that's like go without saying. So that would say, that would, like, exclusively cut off everybody, you know, for the rest of your life. Because, like, so you're supposed to only be dedicated. I mean, not only, but always just specifically be dedicated to God. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I guess my thing is, like, I think people shy away. You know, you got to do what's in your heart to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you go with your heart. So, I mean, if your heart telling you this one person, you know, you're going to take a risk anytime you're dealing with somebody. That could be, one of your homeboys. You know, that could be one of your homegirls or whatever. You know, they might shoot you some BS just like a dude you dating. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, to me, it's no different how you deal with a family member or anybody. It's just a relationship. And, you know, you gotta go into it knowing that, all right, man, I'm taking a risk by trying to deal with somebody new. You know, at the same time, it's like, you got to know what you will put up with, and when they on some BS, cut them off. You know what I'm saying, or whatever. But hello,
yeah. Then for the other young lady, she was saying about how society looks at you, or you should never be a victim of dogma. Like, yeah, people talk. People are gonna continue to talk. They're gonna have opinions, but I feel like you should never let what somebody else think, or what these people may think, deter you from what you're trying to do with your life. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't do it. But that's the main thing that we got going on, and how people look at women, and they shouldn't do this or they shouldn't do that. Why not? Why a man can go out here and do this, and I can do that, and I'm not looked at it in no type of way, but yet a woman go do this, and they look at it in this type of way. I mean, me personally, I wouldn't even pay that no mind or no attention, because you should be secure within yourself, for one, to know what you're doing and what you're doing for yourself to better yourself. And two, what does it matter what the fuck anybody else think about you? I mean, if people always thought of that, you wouldn't have your stars today. You wouldn't have certain inventions made if you were about what these people say or what they saying. You know what I'm saying? Because you will victimize yourself of opinions of what people telling you what you can't do or what you can do. You know what I'm saying? You can't get by like that.
You know what? It's 10:45. We're gonna go to our next song. We're gonna come right back. We would not stop this because this is too damn good. But I just gotta follow the schedule because you know I'm doing this shit by myself tonight. But I want to know, BCK. I want to know from
What's
you.
Up?
I want to know from PJ. Just how fucking deep is y'all love?
Tell me.
That's right. Keith Sweat, he want to know, how deep is your love? Because we can work through this. If it's deep, we can work through this. We're going to bring back on Lady P. We bring her back in, Charlotte Smooth. I love these names. Lady P.
I'm here.
Okay. The screen be just jumping around because it's streaming, so I'll be having to catch it when I can. And Day in the Life of Lady Leva. We got Jack. We got BCK. Rainy and Melissa. And Juicy whenever she decided to say something because she's been quiet for a while.
I'm listening.
Oh, okay. You learning it. We're
learning. I'm learning, baby.
The doctors are in the building. So BCK.
Yes, ma'am.
So you done told my daughter that she needs to have 15 men and not put all her eggs in one basket. You know what she just did, right?
I'm going to say 30. And don't put all them. Because think about it. It's like this. Like my lady said, if you didn't listen to what Lady P said, she said, who has the time? You know what I'm saying, to do all that. But that's the thing, though. That's the time. That should be the urgency in a woman trying to get married. You know what I'm saying? Don't make it urgent. You feel me? See what's out there for you. I'm not saying go sleep with everybody. No, I'm not saying that at all. You know what I'm saying? Get to know these people. Get to know them. Guys do the same shit all the time. They have five, six, but guys be screwing, though. I'm going to keep it funky, though. We be out there hitting, but you don't have to do it like
really?
That. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
No hammer. Mm-hmm.
No. I'm keeping it funky. You know what I'm saying? Most guys do it like that. Most guys do it like that. Huh?
What make you think that women are in a rush to get married?
I'm just not what you say. I'm listening to what you said, Lady P. Lady P, you said, who has time to do all that? So you're going to put all, everything with one guy?
Between me and a professional woman, maintaining my physique because I like to work out, having time for my stop it, I need to entertain three guys, see which one stands out? No, I'm not.
I think these days, man, nobody want to play their position. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, shit. I mean, why people got to be so abrasive? Why women got to be so abrasive when they talking about, like, the dating? I'm not single, but I'm just listening to, like, single friends and stuff. And, like, you know, like you just said, like, why I got to be this and why I got to be like, you know, it's almost like a negative thing. I'm like, man, just do you, you know, and shit, when it pop off, it will. And if not, you know, ain't no love lost, ain't nobody feeling hurt. If you don't try to holler at this dude, or, you know, if you do got three, cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that worked for you, cool. But it's like, people be coming at, you know, people say stuff like that so abrasively and so, like it's supposed to hurt somebody's feelings when most dudes really don't care, really.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to do it like that, cool. They just probably won't mess with you. You know what I'm saying? Most guys really don't give a damn, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I think the way they... Like, women put it out there, like, oh, I'm independent and I don't need this, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really ain't hurt nobody's feelings. I mean, if that works for you, cool. You know what I'm saying? So
it don't work for me. It ain't working for me. Shit.
Yeah, I know. I don't think nobody really wants to be alone. You know what I'm saying? Whether that means you got three guys or one or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I don't think nobody wants to grow old alone. So the people that say that, I think is bullshit, personally. I don't think God put you on this earth for you to be alone. You know what I'm saying?
He said
however
no man
roll,
is an island. He said no man is an island.
Yeah, I mean, shit, it ain't.
And we were made for relationships.
You said a man what?
I agree with you. And no, it's not an abrasive thing. And the truth be told, a lot of women don't care if you're dating two or three females. The reality is when a woman has got to that point in her life that she knows she's ready to settle down, she's not going to put up with it. She's going to give that time to that person, and if he doesn't step up to the plate, then she's on to the next one. But it's no, my opinion,
so
there's no
the
reason.
Thing in a way.
Yeah. I agree with you.
I want to get married. I do.
Oh, oh you can have my husband.
And for the
so
record,
smooth.
So I'm not free.
So smooth.
You going to give me
what?
You know who Lady P is?
Who is Lady P?
I want to know who that is, too.
I'm going to go ahead and expose Lady P real quick.
Shot it smooth.
Oh, I ain't gonna do so smooth yet. Lady P is my beautiful first love.
Portia.
Oh, hi, Lady P.
Oh, hey, hi. Portia.
Hi.
Oh, I got
That's why y'all going at it, huh?
Oh, we always go with it. It's an ongoing thing with us. I need her to come through.
Do it.
That's all right, right there. That make the whole thing that much more worth listening to. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Again, huh? I'm gonna go back and listen to it to the beginning part.
For those of you all that are listening, the show will be available for review at 11:30 on the dot. All shows are on demand because we're gonna continue to record, but the live streaming will no longer be available. All the people that are on the line as of 11 o'clock will be able to remain.
Let me just say something real quick before you go off. Hey, y'all come check us out this weekend, July 3rd, this weekend. Divine Elements and Cali Chic putting on the red carpet extravaganza this weekend. Check me out on Twitter, TJAQ, Divine Elements Entertainment.
Ooh,
it's going down this weekend, red carpet style. You know how we do it. Shout out to my boy Reginald Johnson and C-Dub and Lori Aphrodite Stallworth. We doing the big Divine Elements Entertainment.
Divine Elements Entertainment, that's what's good.
I already know.
You have a shout out to me and all this shit we working on. What the hell wrong with you?
Hey, they already know that, though. They go without saying.
They don't know shit. They don't know shit.
You already put it out there.
Now, man.
So they go without saying. I'm talking about the book, the movie, shit, the reality show.
Shorty Smooth.
Huh?
Shorty Smooth.
Yes.
What's going on, Shorty Smooth? I got exposed Shorty Smooth for the show go off hell, man. Shorty Smooth is my lovely and beautiful queen of my life forever and ever and ever for the eternity into heavens and everything else. My mom. What's going on, mother?
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Wow. Now. Oh, I've seen so many pictures of you and heard so many wonderful things about you.
Oh, you have?
Well, thank you. Yeah. You have a wonderful son.
Good to see you. She put it on my
arm. Thank
you.
I like to hear that.
That's you have a wonderful son.
Thank you.
Wow.
I'd like to meet you.
You're more than welcome to meet me. I'm always on the plane. Wow, this made the night even more better now. I had my mama call in and do a show with me long when we first started. How long does it take for you to realize that someone is marriage material? So it's just funny that we're on the same subject and we both involved our moms. Wow. Welcome. High Power Radio. I wish I would have known. I wouldn't have been so vulgar. Oh, JD.
Hey, my mama knows.
Now, you were being yourself, weren't you?
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Be yourself.
And then my 22-year-old joined in tonight. Shout out to Melissa, who's in Delaware.
Oh, that's great.
What's going on, Melissa?
Oh, hi, everybody.
Hello.
Don't be delayed. That's another Libra, but she...
I'm kind of shy because you got me, like, I don't know how my voice sounds. It'd probably be, like, squeaky or whatever, but, you know, this is my first time being on here, so.
No, your voice is good. You sound real good.
Thank
you. Really
you.
Good.
Oh, and I had a few more questions, but you guys started talking, so I just cold and I'm sitting back. Because, you know,
shout
you guys
to
are the experts.
My daughter found me on Facebook.
Technology is the best.
Yeah, I see. So we had one big family tonight. Wow. Yeah. That's one for the Guinness. So we're going to turn over some more topics to make BCK, Black Clark Kent, come up with some more topics because we had a lot of participation from the audience. We have a lot of listeners here at High Talk Radio all across the world. But however, we had a lot of them to put their hands up and actually contribute to the conversation tonight. We always welcome our listeners, but we really like when they contribute because that keeps the conversation spicy. You know what I'm saying? So I thank you all, and I'm, you know, you got Tuesday too, BCK, because I'm taking a break.
That's a big thing. I'm gonna come up with something juicy for you.
Black Clark Kent, save the day. Wow.
So good. So good.
So I guess
well,
we can, same time, same place, Tuesday. And,
Tuesday.
We'll come up with something spicy. I can't say it'll be as toned down because, you know, me and BCK likes to crank it up. Then we got Juicy, and then we got P-Jack, who, you know, he had to show his decent side tonight, but.
It ain't going to be toned down. I can't tone it down too much, though. It won't be hot talk.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be lukewarm talk.
I'm glad this was one of those nights because I'd have been so upset and showed out on BCK mama, the Black Clark Kent's mother. Oh, welcome.
Well, thank
you. And feel free anytime to call in and join us because we love different aspects. We like to hear what everybody else is thinking and different views and different opinions. I don't like to talk all the time. I want to shut up sometimes.
No, you don't.
Yes.
Well, thank you guys for allowing me to come on and speak my opinion or whatever, you know.
And you're so, I like the way you speak, too.
You do?
I like the way you speak. Yeah, you have a very clear voice. See, I sound kind of raspy, but your voice is very clear and articulate.
Mm-hmm. No, you kind of sound like me.
She kind of through the door. She's front for y'all. Mono, come on, go ahead, now.
What?
Let me get on radio front like that. Now, you know you're
I am not fronting.
That is not my
time. Okay, I'm going to get you.
You know you cut you. I don't even
I'm
know you probably get like, sound like you're from New York or something. You from Macon, Georgia. I'm just playing.
What's that supposed to mean? What's that supposed to mean?
It don't mean nothing. Not a thing. Not a thing.
But it's short and smooth. Janie's mother is short and smooth, everybody. World. You heard first.
Short and smooth.
Hey, you can't laugh at it, but my name, though.
I like your name, Short and Smooth.
Now, that's the name I had in high school.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Mm-hmm. Don't let us do a topic for back in the day. What were some of the names you were called? Boy, I don't even
want to
know some of the stuff I was called.
Hold up. All right, y'all can quit that right now. Just stop it. I got my mom on the line. She know every name I was called. I don't even want to expose some of them names.
Yeah, because this JD thing, I'm still trying to understand why. Why?
Mm.
I like BCK better now.
Uh-oh, JD is always and forever.
What is the BCK?
The Black Clark Kent. He's my superhero.
Okay. Oh, okay.
We got
the JD
mom? We had.
Huh?
No, go ahead. Go ahead, lady.
We have a few superheroes here. We got the professor, who usually here, you know, analyzing the situation. We have to swerve and protect. DJ Peasy, Mama Roxy, shouts out to him, Pull Over One, Fat, shouts out to Sean, shouts out to DJ Sweet. DJ Sweet and DJ Swerve checked in, but their background was too loud, so I guess they went ahead and continued to watch the BET Awards. Twin Folk, shouts out. Shouts out to the world, shouts out to the UK. I'm always rep the UK because, you know, we were planning a special trip over there because they, you know, VCK, I don't know if you know, but the school over there where Mrs. Speakman is, they're working on High Talk Radio, their own fan page with its own domain that they're paying for. So, you know, we got to get ready to, you know, take it on over to the UK to see what's up, because they really loving us over there.
Shouts
out to India. Shouts out to France, Turkey, Lebanon, Iraq, Pakistan, Germany, Africa. Yes, ma'am. Saudi Arabia. High Talk Radio. We show love to those that show love to us back. Shouts out to our promoters, APG, and me, Apple J, YOLO Entertainment. Freaknik ATL, EO Fam, MPM, Twin Productions, Divine Elements, Dirty Boy Social Club, Dirty Girl Social Club, Dub B, What's Going On Power Move. We closing it down. Ladies, keep it wet, fellas, go deep. It's Lady Leaving, we signing off. I had to do my sign off. Mother is on the line, and I'm tickled about that. I can't believe you did this to me, Lady. No, I'm going to get
it. Oh, it's like, man. Come on, that's my mama. She got me here, so, you know, you ain't saying nothing new to her ears.
Mm-mm.
You saying nothing new to her ears.
It's a wrap, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's about that time for
Hot Talk Radio.
Hey, yeah, we going worldwide with this one. You know how we get down here.
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hot Talk Radio.